Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. The attacks between Israel and Iran are intensifying, with more than 270 people injured in strikes across Israel this morning, according to that country's emergency services. President Trump has told advisors that he approved of attack plans on Iran that were presented to him, but has said he's waiting to see if Iran will be willing to discuss ending their nuclear program, sources tell ABC News. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
He hasn't decided yet whether or not to move forward with those war plans against Iran. The White House said yesterday that all options are on the table. The president told reporters, I may do it, I may not do it. Nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Some more time on the clock for TikTok. The popular social media app has been facing a ban in the United States today after its Chinese parent company ByteDance failed to find a buyer. Now the president giving ByteDance 90 more days to do so. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is Juneteenth. The holiday recognizes when the last enslaved people in America were informed of their freedom on June 19, 1865. More than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Judge Everett Mitchell at Madison's Juneteenth flag raising.
And as we celebrate this Juneteenth, we remember all of the ancestors and those who come from the generations of the ancestors who suffered and had to still live in enslavement, even though they were living free.
This weekend, we have the Juneteenth parade Saturday, followed by a celebration at Penn Park. Switching to politics, Speaker Robin Voss is on board with huge cuts to the UW system, all while the system is also facing threats to funding from the Trump administration. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin.
A cut like that could mean closed campuses. A cut like that would have consequences for thousands of students, staff, and faculty, and is just unacceptable.
That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase. But something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports.
It's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Look, this is not a new topic for Republicans. I think we look and say that there is still too much political correctness on campus. We don't have enough respect for political diversity.
Voss referenced hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with the strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Sunny and warm today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-80s with light winds. We'll become partly cloudy tonight, with showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning. And some could be strong. After that, the heat and humidity builds, and we soar to the 90s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll check in with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke.
And we'll hear more great local music with Rocker.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program, and a real treat for me to have the Secretary of State of the great state of Michigan and a candidate for governor of Michigan on the line with us, Jocelyn Benson. Secretary Benson, thanks so much for joining us. I was born in Michigan. I grew up in Grand Rapids. I grew up in Lansing. Garland Gilchrist is an old friend of mine. Two of my brothers still live in Michigan and get back there from time to time. And it is just great having you here on the program with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan and really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today.
Thank you. You have, first of all, of course, you know, you're running for governor, and that's a fine thing. And, you know, we can talk about that if you'd like. But you also have a new book out, The Purposeful Warrior, Standing Up for What's Right When the Stakes Are High. And I found this just it's sort of part autobiography, part self-help book. I mean, it's remarkable. You open the book with the story of when Donald Trump lied about what you were doing, with the election in 2020, you know, mailing out ballots he claimed you were doing. And you ended up with armed people coming to your house. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a harrowing night. As the state of Michigan's election chief, my job is to make sure every vote is counted and every voice was heard. And the 2020 election was really a harrowing time where we saw firsthand how far forces were willing to go to block the will of the people if they didn't agree with them. And of course, we're seeing remnants of that now every day. But it was a really, you know, challenging moment for all of us because we had to stand up to the president of the United States as they spread lies. He spread lies about us and our work. And that night where people came outside my home, armed protesters who were, very clearly upset about the results and wanted to take it out on me and my family. You know, I'll never forget what it was like to shelter in my home, protecting my child so that we, could stay safe while people with guns protested outside my front door because of lies that they'd been fed about our elections. But, you know, I still stood up to Donald Trump speaking the truth, and we defeated that plan to interfere with the counting of valid votes and illegally block the certification of accurate election results, despite the escalation of that plan up to the tragedy at our U.S. Capitol on January 6th. So it was a defining moment for me, but it wasn't, it didn't come out of nowhere. I had started my career fighting for voting rights in Montgomery, Alabama, 20 years earlier. Yeah. And so I was ready for that moment. And the book really is about how we all can build a courageous life so that we can be ready for moments like that may come our way for standing up for what we believe in.
I mentioned I grew up in Michigan. In the 50s and 60s, I had a friend whose father was in the Michigan militia. And so I knew some of these guys, you know, in fact, one time we went out in the woods with them where they were doing target practice. One of my brothers lives up near Lowell, you know, in a very rural area, and they're all over the place up there. How unique is that to Michigan? I've only lived in Michigan. I live in Oregon now. But I realize, you know, we've got right-wing militia groups all over the country, but it always seemed to me the Michigan militia and these other guys, you know, like the guys who tried to kidnap and murder your governor, you know, Gretchen Whitmer, that there was something about Michigan that was like particular, you know, these particularly virulent strain of homegrown crazies. Is Michigan unique in this regard?
Well, you know, I started my career at the Southern Poverty Law Center investigating white supremacists and neo-Nazi organizations, extremist organizations, anti-government organizations all around the country. And, you know, my investigations took me to California, took me to Pennsylvania, throughout the South. And so there was a common thread of folks who felt the economy had left them behind in various states where they perhaps saw the lack of economic prosperity for them or their family members, and that ultimately led them to extremism, to find a reason why. And when we see, you know, dips in the economy or challenging times where wages are stagnant and costs are rising, that can give rise to extremism all around the country, and particularly in rural areas. But the internet connects all of those areas too. So there's strains of it throughout, not just the United States, but also, you know, I studied the international connections to the European strains of this type of extremism. And so it's something that I think we all have to take on together and battle together and recognize that it can be oftentimes a divisive impact of economic stratification that leads many to start blaming each other. And, you know, as you know, as a historian, this is rampant throughout history, and that sometimes manifests itself in a lot of the extremism and violence. And that's what I studied. It's harrowing, but it also really speaks to the need to make sure we invest in economic prosperity for all. You know, we all do better when we all do better. And that's what I've tried to focus my career on, having seen those negative impacts of poverty and economic stratification and the remnants of that through my investigation.
You have had an extraordinary career. My sense of it back in the day, I mean, this was my wife's father was the assistant attorney general for the state of Michigan, worked with Frank Kelly or for Frank Kelly back in the 60s. And, you know, when we were teenagers and her house was frequently being staked out by the state police because of the threats he would get, particularly when they were prosecuting some of these guys, the Lickavolta crime family, for example, I remember very well. And I'm wondering to what extent do you think that this whole, how the racial hate, I mean, that my sense of the Michigan militia when I knew them in the 60s was that they were more about race, and they were all about this idea that government was an oppressive force. They were reading John Stormer, and they were into the John Birch Society and all this, you know, that Fred Koch was funding, and all this kind of stuff. That was really what was driving it. But it seems today that now we've got stochastic terrorism. We've got, you know, this murderer in Minneapolis. The gun nuts have just gone crazy. Are things a lot worse now than they were back then? And if so, what do we do about this? I don't think this is just purely economic.
Yeah, certainly racism, anti-Semitism. There were reasons why these organizations are also linked to white supremacy movements and neo-Nazi movements and have roots throughout our history of that too. What we've seen is in what I've seen is really a thread throughout history where that's that type of inequality, whether it's racial, economic, or rooted in other types of hate, really generate violence. And one of the things I saw quite clearly is that there's a direct link between hateful rhetoric and violent threats of leaders and the actual violence that occurs in communities as a result of that ideology or of that rhetoric. And so we're in a moment right now where not just we're in an era of misinformation, where the access to quality and trusted information is more challenging than ever before, but that's combined with leaders who are using division and using cruel actions and corruption and chaos, chaotic decision-making and chaotic economic policies to really allow division to stoke our political discourse. And what we've uniquely seen in Michigan, I believe, over these last several years has been that use of political rhetoric and falsehoods to create divisions that then do have a link to violent threats and violent acts. And that's what we saw in 2020. That's what we saw in the tragedies that played out in Minnesota. And that really has turned up the heat in this moment. But in addition to that, it is something that leaders can turn the temperature down on. Like, we all have a responsibility not just to condemn these political violence, but to make sure we recognize the link between this sort of hateful rhetoric that far too many politicians espouse these days and the links between that rhetoric and the violent acts of those who hear that, because it's very real. I experience it personally on a regular basis, and it's quite harrowing. It doesn't deter me from doing my work, no less than it deterred the folks who stood at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, and their work to march forward anyway, to fight for freedom and to fight for voting rights. So that's in my blood as well, to fight for that no matter what. But it doesn't make it any less scary. It just means you have to choose to be courageous and brave in the face of those fearful moments.
Amen. We're talking with Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State for the great state of Michigan and candidate for the governor of Michigan. And we have about 2 minutes before we're going to hit a hard break. I can't stop. I'd love to have you tell us about your candidacy, why you decided to run for Michigan governor, and what you would do as governor, why you you think you bring to this.
Well, I'm the daughter of special education teachers, the wife of a combat veteran, and the mom of an 8-year-old little kid who in 10 years is going to be 18. And the work we do over the next 10 years is going to define his childhood, his future, and the future of our loved ones all across the state. I'm running for governor because I want Michigan to be the best place to be a kid, to raise a kid, and call home. But we aren't that right now. People are struggling. They are struggling to pay for childcare. They're struggling to buy a home in the community they want to live in. And everything, all the costs of everything continue to go up. So as Secretary of State, I know how to run state government well. I've run one of our state's largest agencies, saving residents time, saving them money, and making their lives easier, and then getting out of the way. And so as governor, I'll do the same, making government work well for everyone, and also being prepared to stand up for our economic prosperity, just as I've stood up to protect the rights and the freedoms of every Michigander in our state. I also come with a sense of urgency to get things done, and I believe that's what all voters, Democrats, Independents, Republicans together, want to see from their governor and their government, something that fights for someone that fights for them and also makes their lives easier.
That's a great platform. Is Governor Whitmer term limited out?
Yes. She is term limited, yes. Yeah. Okay. And people can go to my website, jocelynbenson.com, too, if they want to learn more or get involved in our effort.
Okay, and that's spelled Jocelyn Benson, like, you know, yes. Benson, .com. Secretary Benson, I am so grateful that you dropped by today. It's a fascinating book. The book is The Purposeful Warrior, Standing Up for What's Right and When the Stakes Are High. And I wish you the very best in your candidacy. You'll make a great governor.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Big fan. Appreciate you having me on today. Really enjoyed our discussion.
Talk to you soon. The door is always open to you.
Thank you.
Jocelyn Benson. The website again, jocelynbenson.com, and also on Blue Sky, Jocelyn Benson, Benson. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your call. Stick around.
Imagine. Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the nine-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next three weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over half, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging, which is why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. Luis puts it in our coffee every morning. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom. Check it out. Supplies are limited.
Crying in the cold. A mother holds her daughter. Tired and old, the promise of a nation carved deep in stone feels like it's cracking, like we're losing our home. The soul of America is breaking apart.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Paul in Henderson, Nevada. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm great, but I'll get better, Paul. How about you?
Okay. Pretty good. Hey, you know, you had some people talking about passport renewal the other day, and mm-hmm. I have a couple tips on how to do it faster.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in the State Department office. Do it online. The only problem I had was getting the digital photo uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
So I did standard. This is back in March. I did standard processing. I had the new passport in 2.5 weeks.
Wow, that's impressive. Because I've in the past we used to own a travel agency and we had a deal with one of these companies that where they go stand in line for you. You know, it was called Travisa.
Yeah.
And I've always used those kind of companies, you know, where you can get your passport in basically a week. But if you can get it in 2 weeks just using the normal online process, I had no idea. That's impressive.
I didn't even do Express.
Yeah.
I didn't even do Express. I just did normal because it was in March and it was had to be renewed in May. And I'd been meaning to do it. And then I won't get into, I had a minor medical thing in December, very minor. But it was just like, so then I go, shit, I wanted to get it done before inauguration, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I just can't stress enough. It's just worth it. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because
if you don't have
a
passport, you want to get one, by the way, because you never know when you might need to leave the country, or just want to. Paul just hung up. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'm not sure if Paul dropped an S-bomb there or not. If he did, my apologies. We'll be right back.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code THOM. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Attention floor buyers. This
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Lawmakers passed a slew of bills in the legislature yesterday. It was a marathon on the Senate floor. But the biggest debate came over bills Republicans were passing that Democrats say don't even have funding attached to them, like a school safety grant program that doesn't actually give out money to schools, and instructing the Department of Transportation to create a hearing protection program, and creating an online portal for adults to share care plans for kids in crisis. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit.
For the last 6.5 years that Governor Evers has been governor, bills like this are not new. We have seen unfunded bills adjacent to the budget brought forward by the majority, who then maybe put money in the budget. So we have been seeing this now 4 budgets in a row from the majority party.
Meanwhile, Republicans say they're passing these bills without the money attached because of a breakdown in trust with Governor Tony Evers. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu.
If they're signed into law, we fully intend to fund this, but quite frankly, there's a trust issue between our caucus and the East Wing.
Throughout the 4-hour hearing, Democrats requested to ask Republicans questions, and by and large, Republicans wouldn't answer.
Does a senator from the 11th yield to a question? Senator does not yield.
We'll get back to you. Senator from the 29th yield to a question.
Does a senator from the 29th yield to a question?
No.
The senator does not.
And lastly, keep your fingers crossed. Senator from the 21st, yield to a question.
Does the senator from the 21st yield to a question? The senator does not.
The state Senate also passed bills that raise the penalties for participating in a riot, increase punishments for harming or killing a police canine, and creating a nuclear energy board. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and warm today with high temperatures reaching the mid-80s with light winds. We'll become partly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning. And some could be strong. After that, the heat and humidity builds and we soar to the 90s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow, we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us, guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. This stuff really works. This is amazing stuff. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Mando is powered by mandelic acid. That's kind of the magic in it, and it's clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. So smell better longer with Mando. And I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase when you use the code TOM, when you check out at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide when you use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com.
Walls and bands, let the hatred begin. Pointed fingers cast the blame. Turned our fears into his game. He said, they're the problem, not you or me. Fed the fire, let empathy flee. With every tweet he drew the line. Us versus them, time after time. He weaponized our darkest instincts. Turned brother against brother in a blink. But we won't bow, we won't break. We'll stand tall for justice's sake. Love will rise, hate will sink. He can't control.
The hour and picking up your calls here, William in Caledonia, Illinois. Hey, William, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. I think I got some bumper stickers coming from you. I appreciate that.
Oh, and, Free Speech TV?
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Oh, yes. I got to add my own personal one in there. But we've talked twice now about the Iran thing and all the Saudi money flowing in. I think we're at that point where I'm at that point now where, yeah, it's all been true. We've got conflicting stories. Netanyahu says it's been planned for a year. Trump says what Trump says. And after all of the things we've been through, I'm talking about you two with Vietnam. And we know now that we did offer the French a nuke. They turned it down. And just recently, I found out that we were running a tactical nuke thing. But at the time, they said, no, we're not going to let that off on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Every terrorist in the world would then pick up on these weapons and try to use them. And then
you're talking about the Nixon years.
Well, talking about Vietnam.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
when Kissinger was bombing Laos and everything else.
Yep, illegally.
They were lying to us a lot, but Operation Greenlight, the guy's name is Billy Waugh. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He left the CIA at 82. And they first did Operation Greenlight, and ironically, it was Ukrainian.
Yeah. But
they parachuted him into Okinawa. He had a 133-pound tactical nuke on one backpack. They made it operational on the ground in 14 minutes.
Whoa.
And if we think we're going to go after Iran, like we're going to go after them, and this is not going to happen.
I agree.
I'm like, you know.
The United States attacking Iran will be a major disaster. And in my opinion, I just can't believe, and I am absolutely no fan of Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, the woman is a crackpot and, she grew up in a cult. I think she's, badly damaged by that experience. But I cannot believe that as the director of national intelligence, she could have sat before Congress under oath and lied, saying that Iran is not creating a nuclear weapon and that that's the consensus opinion of the entire, all 17 American intelligence agencies. And that's what she said. She said that, they are not building a nuke, they have, and it's never been authorized. And by the way, that's what Iran has been saying all along. They've been saying that for over a decade. And Netanyahu, since the 90s, has been claiming that Iran is within weeks of an atomic bomb. And I think that this is Netanyahu's desperate ploy to retain power and keep out of prison. Because the minute that he gets kicked out of power, he is going to prison. I mean, he's looking at serious charges. And I think that if the United States involves itself further, we're already, frankly, in my opinion, way too deep in this thing. But if we involve ourselves further in this assault against Iran by Israel, which is not to say that Iran has been a good actor in the region. I get that. But if we involve ourselves further, particularly with this giant bomb, I think you're right, William. I think, get ready for 9/11 all over again here in the United States, only, different, but the same, if you know what I mean.
Yes, and I just want to say this. I'm over here in Illinois 16. We used to have a representative. His name was Adam Kinzinger.
Yeah.
And the representative we have now, other than photo ops with nothing released, nothing on the website, calling Washington, asking the question, asking the people in the office, could you write that down? There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing but photo ops, and it is so sad. And, I've even had a reply once. I said, I understand from being in bargaining that when you get 280 people in one room, they agree on like three things: more money, a longer vacation, and protecting their families.
Yeah.
After that, war is done.
Yeah.
Tom, appreciate you.
Thank you.
Watch.
Yeah.
I wish I had more time to read all of the stuff, but.
Yeah, it's good talking to you, William. I have to move along too. Thank you. Russell in Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Russell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First off, thank you for all your hard work. Pertaining to the Iran war, it's rather personal to me because my wife lost her son, Sergeant Jason Schumann, in Iraq.
Oh my!
He got blowed up.
So sorry to hear.
And then
that.
We find out there's no bomb.
Yeah.
As we know, Netanyahu's been barking for decades since what, the 1990s.
Yep.
Oh, they're building a bomb. They're building a bomb. I got an idea. Let's wait till they start building the bomb, then go talk to them. Hey, Iran, yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Well, and even if they did have a bomb, does anybody really think they're going to use a nuclear weapon against Israel? I mean, these people are not insane. They're awful people.
Maybe they need a bomb to defend themselves. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the mutually assured destruction. That's why countries build bombs. They don't build them to drop on other people. They build them to threaten. If you hurt us, we will hurt you back. I hate to find myself in agreement with Tucker Carlson, but or Marjorie Taylor Greene, but they're right.
Dude, Yeah, dude, sorry to interrupt. Dude, yeah, thank. I just saw that interview the other day when he shut, what's his name down?
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, he intellectually tore him a new butthole.
Yep.
Thank you for him for that. I'm a young Turk. You're familiar with them guys, right?
Yeah, you mean Chuck Yeager's program?
Yeah.
Everybody's
been jank-tech going to right-wing media and trying to get half a MAGA on our side, trying to get the independent voters back on our side. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Let's talk right-wing media. Let's talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene and, you know, and change the subject again, Rokana. And who is the Republican congressman that submitted that bill trying to get us, trying to stop this mess? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, and I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm sorry. I you scared it out of me. But yeah, but there it's both in the House and the Senate. There are actually Republicans trying to, roll back the authorization to use military force, the AUMF, and go back to the very simple words of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution that only Congress may declare war. Trump has stepped way outside the power that the Constitution gives him, or at least is talking about doing it. Russell, thank you for the call. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Ted Cruz would really rather he didn't know all about it. I'll be right back with you.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible reads. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply. That's ffrf.us/freedom. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, picking up your calls here. Carol in Valencia, California. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Yes, I have been doing a lot of reading about Curtis Yarvin and the whole technocrats wanting to create a technocrat nation. And this month's Mother Jones has some very in-depth articles about it. I need to know. Of course, that's why Musk went to steal all our data from the government and to begin smashing government. They're extreme libertarians. They want to have a techno state that has no regulations and no oversight and, just freedom. So how worried are you about this whole technocrat? And how would they fight with the oligarchs and the Christo thugs? You know, how would that play? Would you have a triumvirate? You know, how would they rule? So what I want your thoughts on that, Tom. Yeah.
The front man for these people, or the puppet for these people, is J.D. Vance. He was, Peter Thiel spent millions of dollars to make him the senator from Ohio and then helped him into the White House. And if Donald Trump were to fade away from illness or incapacity or even to pass away, I doubt he'll be impeached. But if Trump were to leave and J.D. Vance were to become president, then, Carol, I think that scenario becomes very real and very, very dangerous. But as long as Trump is in there, Trump just views basically his his understanding of that whole realm is that he can make money with Bitcoin. It's the greatest new scam that's ever come along. And in fact, he's already made over $1 billion of Bitcoin. So he's just looking at it as a scam, as a hustle. But J.D. Vance is dead serious about ending democracy in America and, you know, going the whole Curtis Yarvin route. And it's very concerning. I wrote about this in my book, The Hidden History of Big Brother. And we've talked about it before. I've written about it before. I share your concerns. Carol, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. It's an important issue. Gary in Sussex, Wisconsin. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, long-time listener, second-time caller, and I'm a MAGA Republican.
Okay.
So I hope that you don't hang up on me, and I'm very, I'm a principled conservative. I call up the lefty radio all the time for the last 8 years. I'm well-known in Wisconsin, and for probably the most hated Republican in Wisconsin, because I call up on lefty radio and talk to the guys. But they don't hang up on me, because I'm polite. William called a little while ago, and he's talking about that we offered the French a nuke. That's completely insane. We never have done that. We never would do that. So I'm just calling him out on that. He's okay. Absolutely 100%.
Yeah, I didn't say
wrong.
That. So
I'm not saying he's lying, but I'm just saying he's wrong.
Yeah.
And then as far as sending over bunker busters, I'm really concerned as a Republican. I don't want to get involved. I don't want our troops. I got kids and grandkids. I don't want them going over there fighting the Iranians. So I'm really split. But if they do get a nuke and they go out there and they send one over to Israel, all hell is going to...
Well, having a nuke and using a nuke, Gary, are two completely different things, as, you know, 70 years of history tells us. I mean,
right.
North Korea
has
a nuke, right? I remember back in the day when it was, we can't let North Korea get a nuke. The first thing they'll do is drop it on Seoul. Didn't happen. They got 70 of them.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying if they do, and we don't help them out with this bunker buster, we're in trouble. So I'm sitting on the fence on this one. I'm hoping that he does do it, because I don't think we need that. And then one other comment, the senator that was tackled by in Kristi Noem's conference that she had, there was an officer trying to keep him back, and he was forcibly pushing this little 5'6" or 5'7" officer forward.
Yeah. I saw the video, Gary. He was escorted into that room by an FBI agent who could have very easily simply spoken up and said, this guy actually is a senator, I brought him in here. And that guy never said that. He kept silent. That was a crime. So, Gary, you're MAGA. Is that because you hate black people or queer people or what?
No, I love everybody. I have biracial children and I have biracial grandchildren.
So then why would you support a movement that's openly racist?
No. Okay.
Come on, the MAGA movement is openly racist, Gary. They're proud of it.
No, it isn't. I am full-time MAGA, and I love everybody, and I'm a born-again Christian.
Trump just pulled Martin Luther King's bust out of the White House. Get that black man out of here. Come on. Okay, Gary, we'll have to live to fight another day. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. It's the end of the show, but thanks for the call. Amazing. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's home.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. Find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He could decide today or at any time till July 3rd on whether or not to join Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear facilities. That from President Trump through his press secretary at the White House, Carolyn Leavitt.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
President has approved attack plans but has not yet given the order. Some aides, especially the MAGA ones, reminding Mr. Trump he promised to end, not start wars. Immigration police are ramping up raids at workplace locations like farms, restaurants, and hotels, even after President Trump indicated last week that he wanted those raids to stop. President Trump on social media saying he signed an executive order to keep TikTok up and running. The order extends the deadline for 90 days. This is the third reprieve for TikTok. This is ABC News.